The Cardinal and the Archbishop spent 10 days meeting people living in camps, in makeshift centres and in empty apartment buildings. They saw firsthand the practical and psychological support provided by local Caritas organisations, by Jesuit Refugee Service and other NGOs, through education, healthcare, skills training and reconciliation programmes. Both men were struck by the countless stories of suffering, of families fleeing in the middle of the night with nothing but the clothes on their backs, making perilous journeys on foot or by sea, and now many of them stranded after Western countries closed their borders and cut back their refugee resettlement quotas. But in the midst of these heartbreaking stories of hardship and uncertain futures, Cardinal Mahony said they also heard about moments of hope and small gestures of solidarity offered to those most in need.
I remember one family, they were from Afghanistan or Afghanis. Mother, father, and four children, two boys, two girls. One of the mothers said, "We went a month and a half without a bath, without a chance to have clean clothes." And she said that one day these two women came and said, "Would you like to come over to our house and have a bath?" And they said yes, and the whole family went over there, and they washed their clothes, they all got clean, they fed them, and they said, "That kindness we will never forget, and our children will never forget as long as we live."
While there has been recent progress in the fight against so-called Islamic State forces in Iraq, there seems to be no political solutions in sight for Syria, Yemen, or elsewhere in the region. When the fighting does finally end and the reconstruction process begins, the church leaders say the biggest challenge will be to rebuild the trust that has been shattered between Christians and Muslims, between Sunni and Shia communities that once lived in peace with each other.
It's going to be, the single biggest hurdle to overcome. You can rebuild buildings. You can put the power lines back. You can put the water systems back. You can do all those things. But when neighbors turned on neighbors or abandoned one another or looted their homes or turned them into ISIS or anything, that is not simply a handshake, is not going to erase that. I think Christian and Muslim leaders, imams and others, need to be the mediators, kind of the instruments of reconciliation.
In the meantime, these two men echo the words of Pope Francis in urging the US and Europe to be far more generous in offering a safe haven for those fleeing from the conflicts. In particular, Cardinal Mahony says the US is, quote, gravely at fault for not recognizing its responsibilities and responding to the needs of people in the region.
The invasion of Iraq in 2003 by the United States, in a sense, created the earthquake that upset the Middle East. Then 2008, 2009, when the United States administration abruptly abandoned Iraq and let everything deteriorate into chaos, only gave birth to ISIS. So we all have a responsibility.
The Cardinal and the Archbishop hope their trip can serve to put a human face on the immense suffering of people in that region. Only in that way, they say, will we stop seeing migrants as a threat, a burden, or a problem to be dealt with, and start seeing them instead as our brothers and sisters in need. I'm Philippa Hitchin.